Now, a story about mountain goats riding in helicopters. Yeah, it's happening in Washington state. Wildlife officials are capturing wild mountain goats in Olympic National Park and moving them more than 100 miles inland to the Cascade Mountains. Reporter Ashley Ahern explains.
The mountain goats actually arrived at a staging area in the North Cascades in a refrigerated truck, not a helicopter. That part's next. The truck kept the goats cool on their journey across half of Washington state.
Obviously, it's stressful for them. There's no getting around that. So we do everything we can to make that least stressful as possible.
Rich Harris is a biologist who's overseeing the mountain goat relocation for the State Department of Fish and Wildlife.
The fridge truck is part of it, keeping them cool, because the most dangerous thing for an animal being transferred and being stressed is overheating.
Today, he and his team are going to release 14 goats into their new home in the North Cascades by helicopter. Another way to keep the goats from stressing out on this crazy trip? Drugs.
The goats were also given a long-lasting sedative. It's not a tranquilizer. It doesn't put them out. It's called haloperidol. It kind of makes people, all's good. That calms them down some.
Each goat has its own crate. There are nanny goats and kids and one huge billy goat. I walk over to his crate and peer in at a wall of fluffy white muscle, more than 300 pounds of it.
Whoa, you're a big guy.
The goat stares back at me silently. Harris said he's one of the biggest billy goats they've ever caught. It took 8 volunteers to lift him into the truck. The National Park Service wants all mountain goats out of Olympic National Park. The goats are not native to the park. A dozen or so were released in the 1920s, and now there are roughly 700 of them. And they wreak havoc on fragile alpine ecosystems, munching flowers and creating what are called wallows, or muddy, dusty spots where the goats roll around. David Wallen is a professor at Western Washington University who's been studying mountain goats for years. This isn't the first time the Park Service has tried to get rid of the goats. Half of them were removed in the 80s.
It got to the point where they got the ones that were easy to get. And then logistically, it was just getting difficult and it was getting dangerous for the people who are doing the trapping. Mm-hmm. So they discontinued.
And the remaining goats made baby goats and then more baby goats. And the population came back and got used to having tourists around. See, goats love salt. And some goats in the park came to see hikers with their sweaty gear and urine, sort of like walking salt licks. They lost their fear of humans. And that became a problem a few years ago when a goat killed a hiker in the park. So the Park Service is going to relocate half their goats to the North Cascades and kill the rest. But they're only relocating the ones who aren't used to humans. Wallen says the relocation program has been years in the making, and it's much needed. The population of goats here in the North Cascades, where they are native, has dropped over the years.
This translocation effort isn't going to solve the problem, but our hope is that that will help to jumpstart the recovery.
This must be a pretty exciting day for you.
Oh, yeah, it's very exciting. Yeah, we've been working on this 2 or 3 years to get to this point.
I think I hear a helicopter.
Yes.
A blue and white helicopter lands, and the team of volunteers attaches a long cable to the top of the billy goat's crate. That's a big animal. And then the helicopter rises up into the air and heads over the cliffs, where there's another team waiting to release the billy goat into his new digs. And he'll be sporting a snazzy new radio collar, so they can track his movements once they do. After the billy goat, the helicopter makes several more trips, delivering the rest of the goats 2 by 2, nannies and kids, to their new home. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Ahern in Washington's North Cascade Mountains.